Hi, I'm John. I'm a member of Men's Table Tuggeranong.
I'm Michael Collins, regional host for the Men's Table.
And I'm Genevieve Jacobs, CEO of Hands Across Canberra. And we're talking about the impact that funding can make on real and urgent need here in our community in the ACT. Mike, let me start with you. What's Men's Table?
It's really simple. It's a way of men connecting in community in a way that they probably used to do a long time ago a lot more, but in recent times it seems to happen less. But also sharing vulnerably and authentically the passage and the journey of their own lives with each other via a regular committed group around a meal once a month.
And your point is that Australia has a mateship crisis, that there are some very lonely and very sad people out there who really need some help for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, I think the loneliness aspect is real for Australians, and I think while we might have a lot of mates, and maybe not sad, but actually we might be happy with that, the quality of our conversation isn't as deep as it might need to be, and intimate relationships where there's a high level of trust and continuity is not necessarily what we have enough of, and that's what Men's Table's about, better relating to ourselves and to each other.
Mm, and some of the impacts that men describe are feeling safe, expressing thoughts and emotions, even the ones that might feel a little bit embarrassing, that people are not there to fix them or to advise. They're just there to listen.
Yeah, and there's a quality of listening, I think, that evolves. And for men, most identify that we're fixers, so don't tell me something unless you expect me to fix it. But actually, the learning piece is just to listen, and that your ears are more valuable necessarily than your mouth and your own personal story about what you think about someone's story. So, yeah, I think being able to not be judged, just be listened to, is powerful.
John, I'm going to go to you from Men's Group 77 in Tuggeranong. Tell me what drew you to the group.
I had a number of friends. Most of us have got friends, but I didn't have a great deal of men friends. And I was challenged to try to develop myself into a group of men. I wanted to share my story with some men and wanted to hear their stories too. And I wasn't getting this from my connection with women, with other family, with things like that. So I saw the ad and I thought, this has got to be something I want to be involved in, you know, and it's proved to be the case.
So tell me how that's played out for you and for the other men at your Men's Table group. What happens?
Well, the first meeting was we all sat around the table in a circle, very sheepish, not saying too much. Now it's like, how are you? Pat on the back, sharing things. And you know, one of the aims of Men's Table is that we don't talk about sport, we don't talk about politics, we don't polarise the group.
Good on you.
We can talk about sport, like how it's affecting me. Like, I'm really upset. People say, well, tell me a little bit about that, you know, and you don't get that outside of the table. The confidentiality that Mike spoke of is essential, and it's a very non-judgmental group. And, you know, the power is in listening. People don't have to talk, and people can get enough from just listening to other men's stories that they share.
It sounds to me like a bunch of blokes have sort of bonded together who may previously not necessarily have thought they had much in common.
Exactly. We surprised ourselves, I think. And as I said, I've got very, very close mates now. We meet outside of our monthly meeting. We go for coffee. We chat on the phone. And other men are supporting other men doing different things, you know, and it's fantastic.
Now, Mike, Men's Table operates all around Australia. There's a number of groups here in Canberra, but that means that you've had the chance to measure the health and wellbeing impacts. Tell me what you see about something that's apparently such a simple and straightforward idea.
Yeah, I think men are saying that they are able to basically better relate to their emotions, share their emotions, and that's having ripple effects into their families because it's safe. You know, they've practiced that in a Men's Table space and then being able to translate that to better emotional regulation, being more vulnerable with their partners, and maybe be able to manage some of the ups and downs and the upsets and the anger and other aspects that have been hurting and damaging other relationships. So it's been noticed by the women and daughters, for instance, that their men are actually in a better place and it's benefiting their relationships also.
Now, Hands Across Canberra is all about rounding up the funding, about investing in hundreds of different local charities and investing in our own foundation to keep on being able to give. So what difference does impactful giving make to you?
Impactful giving, we're really concerned and we're going to get feedback from men about how they're benefiting. We're always listening for benefit and we're learning from each other. And I think there's a building community, and cross-table community is part of this as well, is now that we've got 12 tables in Canberra and growing that strongly, we're looking to see what men are able to give back to other men and to their wider community. So I think there's a thing called a ripple effect that we're trying to tap into here. Are we strong? Are we stronger together? How can we benefit us all? And that's the message for the men's table, building community from the inside out.
The 12 tables are an enormous jump, and it's the sharing between tables now. We'll be able to have social events where we can get together and talk cross tables. And this is amazing. You know, I can talk to men who come from Belconnen, and I'm out here in Tuggeranong.
It sounds like there have been an enormous number of advantages, and I know you say in your social impact measurements, it's beyond banter, it's safe, it's confidential, there's a commitment to community, you're all leading together, and you know the membership really matters. So a lot of social capital is being built through these connections. Well done you, and thank you to all the donors who make it possible to help support organisations like Men's Table. Mike and John, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.